Bridgeport Public Schools is looking to fill about 50 teacher vacancies before students return to class. And with only a few weeks left to go, they're using multiple methods to find the best candidates. Weekly open interviews, targeted recruiting, social media outreach, partnerships with local colleges and universities. These are all part of the plan. And here to tell me more is Michael Brosnan, new teacher coordinator and team education and mentoring facilitator, team facilitator, as they call it in BPS, as well as Sharon Pivorato, retired principal and current human resources consultant with Bridgeport Public Schools. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, John.
Absolutely. So I understand you two are spearheading the efforts, right, to fill these positions. It's got to feel like crunch time at this point where, you know, I mean, we're just a couple days away from August. My first question is, how's it going?
I guess at the moment, I think we're making a lot of progress, a lot of movement over the past few weeks. We have candidates who are coming in. We have candidates who are being offered jobs. We have candidates who we are onboarding. So, I mean, we still have a way to go. As you said, it's crunch time. The next couple of weeks are really critical, but I think we are consistently moving in the right direction.
All right. Well, so.
Yeah, I would agree, Sharon. I think we've made some really good progress over the past month or so. Looking forward to the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely. So now, from what I've read, the need is greatest currently at the elementary level, right? I think the number that I saw was 13. Is that accurate? 13 vacancies at the moment?
Yeah, that is accurate, John. And, we're very optimistic we can fill the elementary positions. Just last week, Sharon hosted our open interview day, and we had a number of highly qualified elementary candidates. We're always looking for great candidates, but we feel confident that we'll be able to fill those positions.
Now, I want to ask more about the weekly open interviews, because that was something that I saw in the news, and it's something that I just think is such a great idea. But to stay on elementary for a little while longer, and this is honestly, I used to be a paraprofessional way back in my early 20s before I got into radio, so this is really kind of an interest for me. Are those vacancies primarily special area teachers, or is that grade level teachers?
The elementary openings that you're referring to are grade level. So you're talking primarily K-6. Right. When you get into special areas and, you know, above grade 6, then you're talking more content areas. So we're talking the K-6 level at this point.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, so these are the vital roles. This is your child's classroom teacher. This is the person who they're going to be with for like 80-90% of the day. All right. Well, so to go back to the weekly open interviews, like I said, that drew a lot of attention. I think it's a great idea. Certainly for teachers who are looking for work to be able to just kind of get in and cut through a bunch of red tape. Tell me how that's been going.
Well, again, they've been very successful. We actually started implementing them maybe about 2 years ago. Okay. But this year over the past month, we really have ramped it up. So beginning the month of July, we were meeting every Thursday. And what we do is we open it up every Thursday between 10 and 12. People can sign up or they can drop in. And we think it's a great way. It gives candidates flexibility, which they like. We have administrators on site. So our own building administrators and district level administrators volunteer their time to come in and interview candidates, whether they themselves have a vacancy or not. And I think the candidates appreciate actually meeting with an administrator as opposed to, you know, someone in HR. So they get a feel and they can ask particular questions. So I think it's been it's a wonderful, wonderful tool. And we've really seen a tremendous surge in participation.
I mean, there are obviously so many great and qualified teachers here in Connecticut, but anytime you have open anything, I've got to imagine that there's just people who drop in who are just grossly underqualified or just shouldn't be there, or may even just be like having a little bit of fun with the system. Is there any way of weeding out, people who might not have the necessary qualifications ahead of meeting with somebody?
We do actually. So, you know, ideally, I run the interviews, people sign in, and we look at their area of certification. We do ask them if they're certified. Sometimes it doesn't become apparent until the actual interview. At that point, the administrator can usually turn the candidate over to myself or if Michael's there to assist. And then at that point, we can pull them aside and try to dig a little deeper to see what their qualifications are. And then we can offer them suggestions for next steps. So if someone does come in and they're not certified, we can give them suggestions, next routes. That's where Michael and his partnerships come in very handy. We can direct them to schools of higher ed. If they're paraprofessionals, we could give them another option. And if they're just, you know, discerning, then we can give them all other suggestions.
Well,
yeah,
now,
we see everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Michael, actually, that brings up a great question for you. So you're the new teacher coordinator, and you're the facilitator for the team program, teacher education and mentoring. With so many new candidates, with so many new employees being onboarded right now and in the next couple of weeks, like, tell me what that process is like for you.
Well, it's really exciting, to be honest with you, John. I mean, we tend to bring in approximately 100 teachers, or a little over, a little under, every year. And getting them enrolled in both the team mentoring program, but also just welcoming them to the district. I've been in the district for over 20 years, and I student taught here, you know, and I love this district. So it's exciting for me to meet new people, or meet people who are transitioning from another school district, and welcome them to Bridgeport, because it really is a special place. There's a lot of work that goes into working with new teachers, but, you know, it's good work, and making people feel welcome and a part of this great community is what we do.
What's the split between teachers who have been teaching for a while in other districts and new teachers? Are you seeing more of one candidate than the other?
You know what? I'd have to look into that a little bit, you know, to give you like a really accurate answer.
Hey, it's really just a curiosity question at this point. But, you know, I don't know. It's something that I thought of, you know.
Yeah, Sharon, I don't know if you have a sense of that.
I don't have specific numbers, but, you know, I guess we're probably maybe evenly split between the brand new teacher, someone who's fresh out of student teaching. But we do have candidates who are looking for different opportunities. And so they want experience urban, and we have candidates who want to return to us after leaving. So I would say we see the gamut. We see mid-career people. We see people at the start of their career. We are encouraging retirees in those shortage areas. So we see them all, and we're open to them all, and we're excited when they want to come and excited that they want to choose Bridgeport, because Michael said he did his teaching. I spent my entire career here. And I think it's a special place, and I think together we can really sell it to any of those teachers.
Absolutely. Now, I know that special ed has come a long way in the district. I know that that was a real concern, and that's down to only 2 vacancies now at this point in Bridgeport, right?
As of last Friday, that's correct. But you know, we are continuing to hire special educators. We have a lot of needs in Bridgeport, and we're always looking to add to our team. The specific positions that are vacant, those are too, but we are continuing to add to our team. So if you're a special ed teacher who's wants to be part of a great team, hit us up. We're still interested.
Well, I'd say, so you know what? That was going to be my final question. What should prospective teachers know if they want to work at Bridgeport Public Schools? You know, hopefully, I mean, if you're listening at home and you're a teacher, you're looking for work, you're a student teaching somewhere, tell those people what they should know about working at BPS.
I think Bridgeport offers a lot for teachers and new teachers. I think what we excel in is we excel in our professional development. We excel in support of new teachers, because we can recruit them, but the most important thing is we want to be able to retain them. And then through programs with Michael and his colleague Steve to support those new teachers as they go through that process, and ongoing professional development through their career, from their departments, their administrators. So I think that is really something that Bridgeport does well, and that's what keeps our teachers in Bridgeport.
Yeah, I agree with you, Sharon. And, you know, I'll always take an opportunity to brag on my mentors. I have over 300 credentialed mentors in Bridgeport. And every time we run a training to add new mentors, we have a waiting list. The passion for supporting new educators and colleagues runs deep in Bridgeport. And I think if you are listening as an educator at home, this is a great community, and it's one based on supporting one another, and particularly new folks.
And open teacher interviews, those continue. That was every Thursday, you guys said, right?
Yes, they're continuing right now to August 13th, And then if we need to extend them, we do like to continue them through the fall, usually on a more limited basis. But as long as we have the need, we will continue to run them. And we encourage anyone out there, come and try Bridgeport. You'll like it.
For more information on the new teacher interviews and to sign up ahead of time, you can visit our website. It's bridgefortedu.net.
That was exactly what I was going to ask. Thank you both so much for being here. Michael Brosnan, new teacher coordinator and teacher education and mentoring facilitator. Sharon Peverato, retired principal, but current human resources consultant, both with Bridgeport Public Schools. Thank you so much. Good luck over the next couple of weeks and have a great school year.
Thank you, Sean, very much.
You're listening to The Voice Connecticut, WICC. This is The Download.